What's up, everybody? HVK here with another American in Reviews. As I said in my last Ronin review, it's just me again this week. V is out. We both had very arduous weeks, and he's just getting some much-needed rest, and I'm just going to soldier on and just do these reviews that I have. Well, I just finished both of these in the last few weeks. I just did my last Ronin review, and now I'm going to do an anime review for the first season of Bastard on Netflix. Yes, I know, Netflix actually has something good. Imagine that. I thought they only had terrible shit and weird shit like Cuties. No, they actually have something good, which is Bastard. Now, as far as my understanding of it, and I didn't learn this until after the fact, Bastard was originally written in, like, the late 80s into the early 90s, and is written by someone who was a big fan of both 80s heavy metal music and Dungeons and Dragons. And frankly, that is what this show is. It is 80s heavy metal music meets Dungeons and Dragons. It is probably, and I'm just going to say this right out of the gate, it is probably like the best Dungeons and Dragons style adaptation I've seen. The main character, Dark Schneider, is basically like this uber high level, level 20 plus epic mage, effectively. So he just kind of curb stomps your average monsters that you might see, like orcs or ogres or goblins or whatever. But it really isn't about that. The first season is kind of like bringing the cast of characters together. Dark Schneider, Gaara, you know, certain other ones where just to kind of establish the story moving forward. The artwork, the animation is fantastic. There's really not much more to say about it. I found myself becoming more and more a fan of the anime style animation as I've been watching more and more of it. But it's just very detailed, very well done, very just very smooth. And the characters all kind of, the way they posture the characters, the way the characters move, all kind of gives you a sense of each of their individual personalities. The body language is actually really well done in the animation. The characterizations are great. Dark Schneider is basically kind of what you would expect. He's modeled after what I would call like your typical rock and roll or metal frontman bad boy kind of thing, where for some reason he's like almost always naked, even though he can just summon clothes out of thin air for no reason, but he's just almost always naked, just doing things naked for whatever reason, making women fall in love with him because he's tall and he's chiseled and, you know, he's got that bad boy attitude and everything like that. And that is a big part of it, right? The subtitle for Bastard is Heavy Metal Dark Fantasy, and that really kind of sums it up. It's not dark fantasy in the vein of how dark Berserk is, let's say, but it is much more violent and much more sexualized. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll definitely sums this up in many ways, minus the drugs, actually. It's mostly just sex and rock and roll, and it's not even really sex most of the time, but definitely lewdness. There are a couple of scenes that I'm sure will upset Gen Zers of certain sensitivities, that they would say, like, oh my god, this is sexual assault, or oh my god, he's, you know, toxically masculine, or oh my god, he's forcing himself out. It's like, yeah, well, you know what, if you knew how these guys acted in, like, the 70s and 80s and everything, they behave like that, and women threw themselves at them still as a result. I'm not saying it's okay, I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying I approve, I'm just saying that that's what it was, and it definitely taps into that. There's not much of a story to it. It's literally just Dark Schneider coming back after having disappeared for about 15 years, and he's kind of getting the band back together, so to speak. It ends on a bit of a cliffhanger. I won't spoil what it is. The story, we don't really know much of yet. We get a kind of a backstory of how the world, it takes place in our world. It's actually in the future, and we get backstory of how it came to be, and a very loose story of a group of dark wizards basically trying to bring about that sort of apocalypse again. And Dark Schneider, who was formerly the head of that group of dark wizards, now has to stop them. And there's a reason why he's brought back to stop them and how they keep him under control. The humor is there. There's definitely a lot of funny moments involved in it. Definitely a lot of D&D references, especially to older versions of D&D, such as having a number of spells you can cast of a certain magnitude per day and things like that. Personally, I think the best part of the show is the heavy metal references. For me personally, as a metalhead, I love the fact that, you know, he has this one spell that causes people to be very afraid called Venom, obviously being a reference to a band. The name of the kingdom is Metallicana. You know, there's a little dragon that's a former prince that used some dragon spell at one point. Now he's cursed to basically have this form of this infant dragon, and his name is Lars. I mean, the Dirk Schneider himself is a reference to Dirk Schneider, Udo Dirk Schneider, who is a metal frontman from the 80s. You know, there's just all these sorts of references. There's a cleric that we meet at one point, and he's got some defensive magic in it, and he the name of the certain defensive spell that he uses is called Striper. That's a Christian metal band from the 80s. You know, all of these things are references. The Uber spell is called the Megadeth. When he chants for his spells, he says for certain spells he has words like Slayer involved, that obviously a reference to Slayer, and just all these sorts of things. There's characters. Even visually, there's references. He summons a golem at one point, and the head of the golem looks like the War Pig emblem that is Motorhead's insignia that they're known for. That's the sort of stuff I love. I love those little Easter eggs all thrown into what is basically, like I said, a Dungeons & Dragons story. We're starting out kind of with, you know, max level characters, for lack of a better way of putting it. So I could definitely see this being the show that when Netflix turned around after having all of its losses, it turned around and told some of its more activistic employees that were probably reeing about this into the sunset, that, you know, you're going to work on the projects we tell you to work on, or you're going to be fired for not doing your job. This could be the show that I could tell just offends people, because it does have that 80s metal sensibility of it is offensive to the point of being juvenile at times, especially in how Dirk Schneider deals with women. Again, not condoning it. I'm just saying that it is actually entertaining and funny. It's overdone. It takes all that the stereotypes and tropes of those sorts of, you know, 70s and 80s, like I said, metal and rock bands, and exaggerates them to the umpteenth degree. It's only 13 episodes. Each episode is only about 20 to 30 minutes, so it won't take too much of your time to watch it. I definitely think it's worth a watch. I'm currently sitting through my second seating of it. I've already watched it once. It's really good. It's got all if you like Dungeons and Dragons, you'll enjoy this show. If you like 80s metal, you'll probably enjoy this show. If you like both, it's definitely for you. If you just like something that's just kind of, it doesn't take itself too seriously, and it's fun, and it's not afraid to do some edgy humor, you might enjoy this as well. Great animation, good action, really not a whole lot more to say about it. So overall, I would give the first season probably an 8 out of 10, just because there's not much of a story that we've seen yet. It's just kind of, This is what the evil wizards are doing, and now Dirk Schneider's getting the band back together, so to speak. So hopefully we get a bit more story in season 2. Hopefully we get a season 2. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't, and hopefully that's soon. So that's it for me. I'm HVK. You guys take it easy. This is the American review of The Anime Bastard season 1 on Netflix. Carry on.